darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Jesus, he became one of us. There was no holding him back. He became one of us when he put on flesh and was born into a stinky stable that Christmas long ago. He also became one of us when he took on all that has gone wrong with us, our sins. Yes, this is the way that it is with the Son of God. He descended into the sin-filled world by his birth in a manger, and he plunged further still by going to the Jordan River and being baptized by John the Baptist in a sinner's baptism. Now take a moment and pause and consider what was just stated to you. Take a moment and consider and pause and consider our gospel reading from this morning as well. Out in the wilderness, next to the Jordan River, we hear about dirty water, water that had washed over some 500,000 sinners in a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John the Baptist had blasted away at sinners, confessions of sin, acknowledgments of failure, and concessions of corruption abounded. This baptismal water dripped from the heads of adulterers and thieves and liars, prostitutes and swindlers and blasphemers, murderers and legalists and rebels and ragamuffins. It was an unusual place by the Jordan River with John the Baptist. People laid bare with the ugliness of life exposed, and lines of individuals were going into the water for baptism. Indeed, things out by the Jordan River were surely no sanitized walk in the park. It was messy. It was unclean. It was no rated G event. The stench of sin filled the air, and the waters of the Jordan were polluted by transgressors. And this is exactly what Christ walked into. It is what he walked into and embraced. It is exactly what Christ took hold of, as if it was his own. John the Baptist did not seem to like this, though. He even argued with Jesus, telling him to stay back. For John the Baptist, Jesus needed to stay detached. He needed to keep his distance. He had no business being baptized with dirty sinners. We may think the same as well, that Jesus needs to stay clean and pure and holy, for he is the Holy Son of God. We may not like the way that this all sounds. Yet contrary to John and our thoughts, Jesus moved right into that dirty water and demanded to be baptized. Dear friends, this is the way that it had to be. Like a cleanly bathed child going to roll around in the mud with pigs, Jesus descended into the Jordan and was baptized in the midst of sinners. The water of filthy sinners was applied upon Christ, showing that he was the one who would bear the sins of the world, that the mud of sinners was to be splashed upon him. This is the kind of Savior that we have. There is no distance, there's no separation between us sinners and Him. This is God showing you and me that we are in this together, not alone and not abandoned. This baptism of Jesus is the fulfillment of righteousness. It is how righteousness and the gospel work for us. As it was in the Jordan, it is actually no different for us here today. Just as He, Jesus, came into the midst of sinners at that Jordan River, the Lord Jesus Christ comes in the 21st century to where sinners gather. He comes to where sins and failures and troubles and guilt and shame are confessed. He comes to churches like Zion Lutheran Church, a church which is a hospital for sinners. He comes to sinners in the Word and the sacraments in order that we might believe and that we might know and understand that there is no distance or separation between us sinners and Him. Truly, He comes to the place of sinners because the gospel is for sinners only. He comes to gift forgiveness, life, and salvation. Now, what does all this mean? It means that Jesus, He actually belongs to us. He belongs to you. He belongs to me. It means that we cannot cleanse ourselves and move closer to Jesus, but rather Jesus comes into the muck of our sin for us. It means that Jesus placed Himself in the Jordan River so that in baptism He might place you inside Himself. Indeed, it means that you blessed saints, you dear blessed beloved saints, are baptized as a member of His body, intimately connected to Jesus as a finger is connected to a hand. His life, Christ's life, it flows onto you in baptism. His life flows. You are connected with God in your baptisms, filled with Him who fills all things and fills you in particular with forgiveness, everlasting life, salvation, peace, all the riches of heaven. Think about that. Take a moment and just consider that. Think about that. At the baptism of the Lord, the Father's happiness and pleasure and favor were upon Jesus. And since we are all in Christ through baptism, joined to Him, the Father delights in us as well. Make no mistake about it. What is ours, that is our sin, becomes Jesus's. What is Jesus's, that is His righteousness, becomes ours. This is that great exchange, the great gifted exchange. Simply stated, because God delights in Jesus and we are in Jesus by baptism, well then, God delights in us too. If our hearts would totally take all of this in, Martin Luther once said that our hearts would burst for joy into 100,000 pieces. This world is given over to sin. This world is given over to death and the devil. This world that we live in is perishing. More specifically, and a bit closer to home, we live in a world where slander attacks our character, gossip assassinates our friendships, unjust condemnation presses upon our consciences, and demonic accusations pierce our souls. We live in a world where people falsely believe that they have successfully risen out of the sewage of sin by their own strength and their own clever endeavors, whereas there are other people who celebrate the filth of sin as if it were glory and normal. We live in a world where there is truly no safe place to lay one's head, always on guard, sleeping with one eye open, always looking over our shoulder. We also carry around this body of death. The old sinful Adam, this sinful nature, is like a ball and chain that is dragged around us until the end of our lives. Considering this, even though it is true that you are in this world, you mustn't forget that you are not of it. You see, dear baptized saints, your citizenship and your life, they're hidden in Christ. Your life is not your own. You live and you rest where Christ is, where God has his delight, for you are connected with Christ in baptism. Hear this. God has spoken his divine word upon you. With the water, his name was put on you at your baptism. Therefore, you are not, I repeat, you are not just a doubtful, ambiguous, meaningless, hopeless bunch of atoms bouncing around in time and space. You are not some accident of natural selection. Furthermore, the world, sin, death, and the devil do not possess you, for you have the word of God placed upon you. For there in baptism, Jesus is in unity with you and you with him. Because he is the beloved Son, we with him are beloved sons and daughters, delighted in and beloved of God. So, my friends, you can't just drag along dreary, fearful, guilt-ridden, nobody loves me, me against the rest of the world, me separate all alone. No, none of this is possible. It is not possible. You are not alone. The world, sin, death, and the devil, and your sinful nature do not have the final say, for you are connected and you are joined to the Son of God in your baptisms. Through the baptism in the Jordan River, Jesus, he sanctified, that is, made holy, and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood, a lavish washing away of sin. Yes, in your baptism, you are forgiven completely, nothing held back. In your baptism, you have been made a member of the Son and an heir to all the treasures of heaven. You have been chosen, you've been claimed, and marked as the Lord's own. No one can pluck you from his hand. Hear this today. There's no separation with the Father, for we are baptized into Christ. Sin cannot disturb your soul any longer, for you are baptized into Christ. Death cannot end your gladness, for you are baptized into Christ. Satan's might has come unraveled, for you are baptized into Christ. Dear Christians, firmly hold this gift this day, this week, and the months to come. Give God thanks forever. Baptism gives the power to uplift. It revives your soul. It makes you stand and makes you whole. It is your glorious robe of righteousness. There's no doubt about it. You are God's blessed child, blessed saints, for you are baptized into Christ. Nothing can change that reality. And nothing can separate you from the Lord that unites with you. In the name of Jesus, who was baptized in the Jordan, all for you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.